This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The federal government has given Royal Dutch Shell the final permit it needs to drill for oil in the Arctic Ocean off Alaska's northwest coast for the first time in more than two decades. The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement okayed exploratory drilling after the oil giant brought in a required piece of equipment to stop a possible well blowout in the Chukchi Sea. Residents of a tiny Alaska village are trying to resurrect ties with relatives or descendants of people who used to live on a neighboring Russian island before they were forced to relocate at the start of the Cold War. National Park Service grants totaling more than $83,000 are funding the project involving residents of Diomede on Little Diomede Island. Less than 3 miles away is Big Diomede Island, but it's strictly off-limits, patrolled by Russian border guards. The attempt to visit Russia's Chukotka region is being coordinated by a travel company, Anchorage-based Circumpolar Expeditions. Company President Tandy Wallach says one goal is to travel next year to Chukotka communities with Diomede elders to visit relatives. Another goal is to host a reunion in Little Diomede. Last week, the Ketchikan Indian community put on a day camp for kids to teach them about Native culture through stories, songs, crafts, and even foraging tips. KRBD's Madeline Beck joined the kids on Wednesday and brings us this report.
This is Culture Week for Ketchikan area kids who are attending the Ketchikan Indian Community Day Camp. Kids age 4 through 16 met at KIC's two locations along Deermount and Stedman Streets, where they learned traditional Native practices, sometimes adding a few modern twists, like using pressure cookers. On the third day, a group of about 25 kids were taught how to can fish properly to avoid bacteria that most kids haven't heard of. Botulism.
You can't taste it, you can't smell it.
It can damage your insides.
It can damage your insides. And does anybody have a story that they've heard of a loved one that might have passed away from botulism? I know I've got them. Yeah, so we have to be really careful.
They went outside and were shown how to fillet a salmon and pack it into a jar before loading it into a pressure cooker.
This is my personal choice for doing fillets. So you just take your knife, you get a feel for it's like up against the backbone, and you feel it going through the rib bones.
Poor fish.
Meanwhile, another group was inside crafting headbands, cedar bark bracelets, and transformation masks.
What are you guys working on over here?
Transformation masks. It's like showing an animal turning into a man, like the spirits.
In groups, they sang Native songs and listened to the stories behind them.
It's a cool story.
Starla Goni is helping with Culture Week and says she thinks it's an important tool for Native and non-Native kids alike as they grow up in this community.
I think the mission is to have pride in who they are and to be able to connect with other children their ages, and they just get to know each other and get to know even adults that they can trust and come to when they need to. I think they get a lot out of learning about their culture and the culture around them.
Hand in hand in this world of our land, one of these days, please through our...
Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.